saturated myself, and I think that's kind of, I don't want to say a natural thing, but it does happen. But this is something more than, we don't want backup, we don't want people's basements to get completely flooded either.
And why does it have to be pumped from one place to the other? I thought that they corrected that when they spent all that money to change that storm sewer and system around.
Yeah, so did we.
And when it rains, and you walk down that way afterwards, that lot has got water sitting in it.
Oh, yeah.
You put two houses in there, what else is gonna happen?
Well, I mean, and this is just me looking at it from someone that went by it, that lot's gonna have to be built up. It's gonna have to be raised up. Would you agree?
Yeah.
I mean, that lot is low anyway, so it's gonna have to be raised up. So then once you raise that lot up, then you're gonna have even more water shed. Now, will it shed completely to Juniata Street? Will it shed to Sycamore Street? Will it shed to Mississippi? We don't know that. And I don't have a crystal ball, nor does anybody else, even an engineer doesn't. The issue is how are we going to make it so it doesn't or sheds to the proper area or position? I mean, the only thing I can say is the city is going to have to keep everybody honest on it to know how we're going to get rid of that water. And it does concern me because I know what that corner does up there, and there is a lot of water there. And I'm worried that once we start filling in something that's lower and bring that water up, I have a feeling that there's not going to be one side of that that's going to be immune, if you will. So I know the folks that live right behind that property or right next to that property on Mississippi Street, you're going to get water. And I think the folks that live to the south of that property, you're obviously going to get water. So it depends on how far that water is going to go or where it's going to go or how we're going to remove it fast enough to where it doesn't build up or cause, as Chief Seymour said, back up into basements or flooding into basements. But I can't answer those questions. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know how they're going to do it, not how they're going to set drainage. Yes, sir.
When the county and that approved it, did they have this information to begin with? That it's basically a swamp when it rains?
Well, I mean, I could go back to you this one thing. Every place in this town, including the northeast corner, is a swamp. It's always been a swamp. So, you know, all they're doing is trying to get zoning changed, and then they'll go in there and do the infrastructure they need to do in order to get the drainage out there. But I really can't answer that question. I don't think anybody's going to know how that water is going to flow until they go in there and do their design and their plan on it and what they're going to do. It could get into something that there could have to be a manhole at that property. I don't know. I can't answer that. I don't think anybody else can answer that either, even an engineer. At this point, they're going to have to go in there and shoot grade on it and see what's going to be the most cost-effective way to remove that water to where we're not going to get water in basements and we're not going to get sewer back up and we're not going to shed that water on everybody's property.
I know we had a similar problem with Lamphere with water issues. Did we increase the lines when we redid the street there?
Absolutely.
To help mitigate that? Because I know years ago, like I said, I remember going to calls and people's houses that were getting flooded the way that was set up.
And that was the purpose. That was one of the big things of redoing that street. Actually, am I correct, and Brian, you would know more probably, am I correct, is there a drain just north of Sycamore on the east side of the road?
Yeah, there's a couple.
Is there one there and then one up that next house up? So there's your storm drain input. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Fergamano 134 Sycamore. There's a couple questions, but the sewer line is the one that backs up. Why is the rainwater getting into the sewer line? My question. And then they're taking out the sewer line and they're dumping into the stormwater. Otherwise, storm and sewer are two different drain systems.
Correct.
So the one that's backing up is the sewer section.
Correct.
Why is the storm water when it rains filling up in the sewer section? After Iowa Water took over the system, the first time it rained, they had no clue, and they came out there after we were already flooding with the clumps. They came in after that with a big truck cameras and ran a coat thing down there, about 10 trucks, and trying to figure out where it was coming from. Do you know if they know where it's intruding into the sanitation system?
Well, I can honestly be honestly truthful with you. I didn't know we were having sanitary sewer backup up there. All I've known of in the past is storm water backup. I've never heard of this.
It's always been that.
And I didn't know that, well, I guess.
We did have it when I was mayor. Remember when we had them?
Yeah, but we had them jet all that, and I thought that, and obviously I thought that fixed the problem.
They're trying to eliminate people having water runoff from their homes into the sewer.
Right.
And that would be my only thing, if somebody's got water runoff from their...
Well, I guess my whole point of it is are you the only one in that area that's getting sanitary sewer backup? Because obviously this was new to me. I haven't heard this before. Or if I did, I don't recall it.
It's been going on for years.
Okay.
Years and years.
Well, that's something that we need to address with Iowa American Water already. Period. End of story. Regardless of this whole situation.
Can I ask the fire chief a question?
Yeah, absolutely.
Brian, do you still get that lake in your backyard?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I mean, literally a deep lake that you can throw a boat in?
No, I know. I've been there several times. Yes, sir.
I'm Jim Thompson. Obviously, if my engineer is very creative when it comes to naming a section of your city. What I understand from the public hearing we had is that the engineer said we need to get Iowa American Water out here. Now, in Moline, I can tell you that you can't build without a plan for water retention.
Correct.
So that's separate from saying that I can have these lots.
And you're absolutely right, and that's us here too.
Few people ever tell me that, but thank you.
And obviously you see the concern, if the two lots come, are they going to do that?
No, nobody wants water.
Right.
I totally understand that.
If nothing else, this is a chance to fix these problems. You know, because if we're going to do that, then there's going to be something's going to have to be done if these get approved. If they don't get approved, we're going to say, we're not going to fix it. Nothing's going to get fixed. I'm not saying that's the
answer. Well, I mean, regardless, we have steps. To me, we have two situations. We have Mr. and Mrs. Hudson that has sewer backup every time it rains. That's one problem, which is a totally different problem than what the Thompson property is going to be, which is going to be storm sewer storm water. I mean, obviously, you know, the sanitary sewer is going to have to be evaluated in there and everything. And I can assure you, if the sanitary sewer is not adequate, Iowa American Water will have to make it adequate. That's the rule. That's the law. There's nothing that the city council or any one person can do about it. That's the law. They have to make it suitable for that situation. However, the runoff for storm water, that's another problem. And like I said before, the pumping of the water up there is another situation that I think is probably one of the bigger concerns, because we're already pumping water. Now you're going to add two more houses and you're going to raise elevation on a lot. It's going to have more drainage. I get it.
Do you have any area on the property for like a small little detention pond?
Is there room? There's plenty of room on those properties. They're very deep. They go all the way up to that behind Amber's house, that long garage thing there. So they're very deep lots.
Mr. Canada?
Yeah, Ray Canada, 507 North Juniata Street. I was at that last meeting and I walked away with the question, why are we forcing two houses onto a lot that's designed for one house? And in the meeting they talked about how that you had to have 10,000 square foot to build a house. Well, the lot's not big enough for two, so they use the easement to make it big enough for the second house. Now someday, the city might want to use that easement, and then all of a sudden, everything's going to change again, because the easement's still going to be there. So my question is, are they really doing the right thing by building two houses there when there really should only be one?
Well, that's up to Mr. Thompson.
Up to what council?
No.
Mr. Thompson.
I'm pretty sure.
Mr. Thompson. That's up to him what he wants to build there. That's his lot. That's his property. Now, as far as easements,
rules and laws, it says that you have to have so much property to build a house.
Yep, and he's got it.
Mm-hmm. He has a Jim City and
the attorney and the engineer and the building commissioner.
Because of the easement, he's got enough property.
Yeah, I can't answer that. That's the way I look at it, but.
Yeah.
Mr. Baker.
Tim Baker, 614 Terrace Drive. Although not a big dog in the fight, yes, my daughter lives right next door. I believe it was last week's meeting, and kind of think it was a done deal before we even all talked, but I was under the impression that one of the lots was under the threshold for the code for minimum size. And we grandfathered it in to make it two. Can somebody tell me if that's true or if I was hearing things?
No, I can't.
Mr. Thompson, what was the two lot sizes? Was it 10 and 19?
One's 10,525 and the other one is 19,293. And the one with the 19,293 has the electrical overhead easement on it. Apparently power lines run through that lot. There's no easement according to this thing on the smaller lot. According to pictures.
So what you're telling me there is that it isn't a city easement?
No, it's
a Mid-American Energy.
It's a Mid-American, it's an overhead electrical easement. It's not a city easement.
At that same meeting, they said that the city code is 12,000 square foot lot, and that they gave them a variance on the one lot for 10,000. I assume the variance came from city council because I'm
No. Variance board. That's zoning board of adjustments that does that.
So yeah, they gave an easement on the one lot. They gave a
variance.
And the other lot, you've got about a 40 foot pie that they can't build in. So that's why they gave 19,000 on that one, because there's a huge, you've got the 7 foot setback on the side and about a 30 foot easement for the power line. It's pretty wide. The drawings they gave us show that.
See that, Scott?
Yeah. You see this?
That was the 7. I saw the setback line.
Yeah, it's got enough on the side. 30 foot in front, 30 foot in the back.
That's what that one was, right?
Yeah, there's 30 foot setback building, 7 foot setback. Which is normal.
That's the front back. Is that the map that they gave you? There's a line. Utility easement, almost halfway through the second lot.
Yeah, I got it.
It runs halfway through lot 2. Do you know how wide that easement is for that electric?
What's that?
I said, do you know how wide that easement is for the electric? There's another show here.
I don't have my
favorite. Well, it's an overhead easement.
Yeah. Does that say 15 feet?
That's
15 foot easement.
15 meters by the easement.
Where you see it?
15
on your side of the pole.
15 foot utility easement right there.
It says right there. Or that in front.
I think that's this. Yeah, it's.
It's a this dial? Okay, I think they were all assuming it's this dial line, but I'm not sure that's the easement line.
Yeah, here's the easement right here. So is okay. This is the entire easement then. Yeah. It's not real clear.
Right. Is that common?
Mm-hmm. Can't be. Can't be. That's what I'm saying. So that takes a lot of that.
Yeah, but it's an overhead easement.
Understand.
So I mean I know what you're saying by it takes a lot of that lot, but it is an overhead easement. I don't see an underground easement there, because that's calling it an overhead utility easement.
But still they retain the right to construct.
Oh, absolutely.